WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A majority of the College Station City Council is contemplating the formation of a citizens committee to monitor neighborhood issues. Councilman James Benham questioned what this group would do, considering what city staff is doing now and has been doing for the past 20 years.
Hope to accomplish that 90 volunteers, 40 city council members, 5 mayors, and 9 committees have not accomplished in the last 20 years.
Some on the council wanted to revisit the idea in 6 months, but the decision was made to bring it back during a retreat in January. Mark December 21st on your calendar to see the west side of Kyle Field come tumbling down.
The Texas A&M system won't give a specific time until the week before. The closest the public will get is around Reed Arena. Bluebell Park and the West Campus parking garage have been reserved for private viewing. If you can't make it, a live web stream is being planned. The implosion will take down the second and third decks in the press box. First deck will be removed with heavy machinery, as was the first deck on the east side last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Whatever you think of the new freeway on and off ramps, get ready for more starting next spring. You're invited to an open house the Thursday after Thanksgiving to learn more about new ramps planned for the freeway between FM 158 and the Highway 21. Blinn College trustees have taken the next step towards moving some administrative offices off the Bryan campus. President Sylvia McMullen says a $1.4 million construction contract has been awarded for remodeling the Tejas Center at Texas and Villa Maria.
It's located off of the campus to enable our students to really be able to go there, get everything they need in one place, and it also allows us to ease some of the traffic that occurs and congestion that occurs on this campus, and to protect the integrity of the instructional buildings here on the Villa Maria site.
The move of student support services to the new location is expected next March. Then, on-campus renovations are supposed to be done in time for the start of fall classes next year. A College Station policeman stopping a car for an out-of-date registration resulted in arresting 4 of 5 people on a variety of drug charges. Detectives do not believe what was seized during the traffic stop on Texas near Southwest Parkway were the types of drugs connected with multiple overdoses in the Twin Cities. The city of College Station has a new economic development director. Natalie Ruiz returns to a public position after 10 years in the private sector. She says business recruitment has become more complex than the days of only offering the best financial incentives.
When you're encouraging a family or a CEO to come to your community, they're looking at quality of life. They're looking at, do we have recreational opportunities? Do we have a place for their kids to go to school? They're looking at a lot of other things than just the bottom line.
Since returning to College Station, Ruiz says they're pitching a medical company to relocate from California along with other cities in Texas. WTAW News Time is 6:09. We'll have more news. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's anchored over the region. We do have some cloudiness which has developed overnight in the area. That should give way to some sunshine later today. Temperature's going to be up to 65. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight near 40. Sun for tomorrow, highs anywhere from 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 40 to 45. Thursday, lots of sunshine. Temperatures on Thursday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We have got a look at A&M women's basketball from last night. They stayed perfect on the season. A&M volleyball player named to an all-SEC team. And a couple Monday night games for you as well, a couple NBA games and more. We'll do it all for you about 6:50.
Okay, so it's, you know, it's gotten chilly again out there.
Yes, sir.
What is that about?
I don't know. I noticed I left the
global warming.
I left the fan on last night, just the AC fan.
Oh, okay.
And kept the temperature about 70 degrees. No, I woke up this morning, it was 66. I thought, how did it get so cold?
Right.
I walked outside. Oh, that's how.
That's it. Yeah. It's so it's 41 out there, just so you know, if you're not prepared for that. So, story from China this morning. A cesspool filled with poo has exploded in central China.
Boo.
Injuring 15 people and knocking down a building. The blast apparently sparked by a local man burning waste close to the cesspool, igniting the methane gas that was coming off of it. The incident caused a residential building to collapse, 3 injured, and had to be hospitalized.
Did someone photograph actual proof that it rolls downhill?
Actually, first it goes way up in the sky. Have a great time together. We got a lot of info. Mission. Then gravity takes place and it rains down.
Ah.
Then finally it'll roll downhill.
Yeah. So it's very specific kind of storm.
Thank you. That'd be the one.
I was just thinking of the last names in China. And Brown would fit perfect.
Oh, it would. Yeah, yes, it's good.
All right.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
It'd be day 329. That means we're really ticking it down. We got like 36 days to go. It's International Hat Day. You did a thing about hats yesterday, didn't you? Isn't that right?
Thank you for thinking it was hats. It was more about being bald.
Well,
but as you like to rub in the bald part, the fact that you remembered hats makes my heart happy.
There you go. It's Eat with a Friend Day. If you have any.
Then that's it.
Okay. For birthdays.
Wow, that was easy.
Well, yeah, it is. For birthdays.
Katie Cassidy is 28 years old. It's David's daughter, and she's in the show Arrow. Joey Chestnut, the eating champion of the world that we talked about yesterday, 31 years old.
All right, 2 days in a row. Wow.
Jenna and Barbara Bush are 33, the first twins.
Wonder how they're they don't live in the same town anymore. Yeah.
Terry Ferrara is 35 from Entourage. Joel Kinnaman is 35. He's the new RoboCop. Donovan McNabb, longtime Philadelphia Eagle.
Now, how old is Kinnaman?
35.
I like him. He's he was in that The Killing, if you happen to see that was on A&E. He was or AMC. He was pretty good. Excuse me. Go ahead.
That's okay. Donovan McNabb is 38. He played for the Eagles. Now he's a commentator. Eddie Staples, 41 years old. He played Crabman in My Name is Earl. Christine, I like that show. Yeah. Christina Applegate, 43 years old. Jill Hennessy, 46 from Law & Order and Crossing Jordan. Billy Burke is 48 from Revolution. Bernie Kosar, former Cleveland Brown quarterback, 51. Amy Grant is 54. John Larroquette, 67 years old from Night Court. I didn't know this. He narrated the beginning of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's him. Going back to 1974.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Bueller.
Yeah.
Ben Stein's birthday today, who I actually really do like. He's 70. And Percy Sledge, 73 years old today.
Ben Stein was a speechwriter for Richard Nixon.
And Ford.
Yeah, and Ford. And kind of an economy dude. You can see him on Fox Business stuff on Saturday morning quite often. And he is. He's
very funny.
Yeah, very, very dry stuff. And you know, and he had a show called Win Ben Stein's Money.
Loved it.
Which was a really, really, really good show. Yeah. They ought to bring that back. Please. 616.
The truth.
and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Here's another fact to put in your head. The FBI has released statistics for the year 2013. How many law enforcement officers do you think were killed in the line of duty in 2013? How many do you think were assaulted while performing their duties as to protect and serve the citizenry in this country last year? We lost 76 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty last year alone. 76. Can any of you name one of their names? Did the White House send anybody to their funerals? Last year, 49,851 officers. That's 136 a day assaulted while performing their duties last year. In 2012, 53,867 officers were assaulted.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Oh, Pete!
How may I help you?
Help! Help! Help!
Be quiet!
Help! Quiet!
Quiet! Quiet! Quiet!
Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with GEICO RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to GEICO RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
What's next for the global economy? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An international think tank has a cautiously optimistic view. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development predicts the global economy will gradually improve over the next 2 years. The OECD says the economies of the U.S. and Britain will outperform those of the Eurozone and Japan. Nike will be an official sponsor of the U.S. Olympic team for at least 6 more years. A new contract runs through the Tokyo Games in 2020. 11th-hour Christmas shoppers won't necessarily have to fight crowds of other procrastinators this year. A growing number of retailers will be offering new delivery options. Some will be able to get orders to customers the same day they're placed, for a premium price, of course. And Honda's marking a milestone. The company has produced 300 million motorcycles worldwide since beginning motorcycle production in 1949. Stock market futures modestly higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free
free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 621.
And unfortunately,
was 621. It's Blasé Day. So, yeah. Care anything about that? You can celebrate it by not doing much of anything. Look for a high temperature today. And again, it's going to be a nice day. High temperature today is going to be about 65. The winds are going to be out of the southeast at about 5 miles an hour. So it shouldn't feel too bad. But remember, tonight we're going to be about 40. And then we're gradually going to warm up. We'll be at 70 on Friday. We'll be at 74 on Saturday. About the same thing on Sunday. So, again, kind of like last weekend, Sunday is going to be an outstanding day. And, you know, it's late November. Take a look at what's going on up in New York. And, boy, they've got a lot of moisture just moving in there. They're going to have some more really tough weather conditions, it looks like, coming up for the next 4 or 5 days. We won't, and we have lower taxes because we're in Texas.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You've gorged on the turkey. You've watched the Cowboys game. You've trickled into the Aggie football game against LSU. And now it's Black Friday. What are you going to do? Well, if you're like a lot of Americans, you're probably going to go shopping. Most stores have released their Black Friday ads already, and a website called WalletHub.com ran the numbers on them in a way that's pretty helpful if you're shopping this week. They analyzed ads from 22 major stores and websites, including 5,500-plus deals, and found the average discount this Black Friday is going to be just shy of 40%. That means if you see something on sale for less than 40%, probably not a great deal. If you see something over 40, you're in the better zone. They also found that JCPenney has the biggest average discount at 65%. The other stores with big Black Friday discounts, Macy's, Rite Aid, and Sears. Coming up dead last, stores with the worst average Black Friday discounts, Big Lots, Amazon, Best Buy, and, surprisingly, Walmart. Regardless, the Infomaniacs will be here with you bright and early Friday morning. We'd love for you to join us starting at 6. At least we'll put a smile on your face while you're shopping. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Not doing a big Black Friday thing because they always keep their prices lower than the big guys because, well, they've been where they're at for quite a while now. They don't have to pay the overhead. And David does a great job digging around to find the coolest heirloom stuff and just generally unique pieces that you're not going to find, for instance, like at the mall. If you're gearing up to do a little shopping after Thanksgiving, why don't you start at David's Jewelry and Coin? To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or on Old College in the same shopping center as IHOP right there next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Now till the end of the week, got a deal for you from the folks at Lennox, up to $1,300 rebate on an entire home heating and cooling system. Get in touch with them at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Again, the deal ends this week. 42 right now. Look for a high temperature today is 65. The winds will be out of the northwest at about 5 to 10. Then low temperature of 40 tonight. Then tomorrow 68, and it's a better feel because the winds will be out of the southeast, and we'll have that also on Thanksgiving Day, about the same temps, and warming up slightly. Friday we're looking at 70, and then Saturday and Sunday will be around 74 or so with the winds out of the south. Lots of sunshine. Right now the winds are calm, 79% relative humidity, and again we're looking at 42 degrees.
We all have an inner critic who wants us to do well, but sometimes that inner critic speaks a little too loudly. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you want to be more successful, there's a website you should visit. It's the Success Mint, successmint.com. The Success Mint is all about success, with advice and resources on how to start a business, where great ideas come from, how to be a successful parent, how to be a better negotiator, how to create trust, and so much more. Just go to successmint.com and enjoy articles and podcasts that will give you greater insight into your success. Plus, you can sign up for our daily Success Mint and receive a nugget of valuable success advice delivered right to your inbox every day, all free. We designed the Success Mint to be a central source of reliable experts and ideas to help propel your success. Things like how to create your own luck, smart ways to meet new people, the importance and power of persistence. If you want to supercharge your success in business and in life, come to the Success Mint at successmint.com. If you stop and listen for a moment, you can probably hear your inner critic.
And I like to think of an inner critic as actually a very positive force if you use it well.
Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, author of the book Better Than Perfect.
And this goes against some of the, you know, other people out there who say inner critic's bad. Here's the thing. Your inner critic may not be saying nice things to you, but it has a very positive underlying motivation. The underlying motivation is, I want you to be successful. So the goal with the inner critic is to say, what's the motivation and how can I use it to propel me forward?
Elizabeth believes that the inner critic is often being powered by the desire for approval.
So they formulated this belief of, I have to keep getting more, I have to make more money, I have to have, you know, a better job title in order to be loved. When they take a step back, they realize that the stress that they were putting on themselves was not serving them.
But that desire for approval is a strong force in just about everyone.
And so the question is, why do you want that? And usually you want it because you want to feel good about yourself. There's this sense of conditional self-worth. I believe in myself if. Helping them develop an unconditional sense of self-worth. It doesn't make you so you don't care about what other people say, but you don't rely on what other people say or do in order to feel good about yourself.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hey guys, Tuesday on NBC, The Voice is live.
Yes, we find out who's eliminated and who's moving on.
Yep, and then stick around for an hour of comedy with Marry Me and About a Boy.
Ooh, followed by Chicago Fire.
Yep.
And this season has been so good.
So good. You know, the critics agree, actually. Entertainment Weekly says Chicago Fire is the hottest show on TV. Literally.
Yeah, it's like someone get the hose. These guys are smoking hot.
Okay, I think they're talking about the quality of the show and all the fire in it.
Oh, right.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1990. I brought my young family here so that our children would have a great place to grow up. Over that time, we learned to love the Brazos Valley and the people in it. The weather in the Brazos Valley can be a real challenge. Now, it can go from days on end of 100-degree weather to really cold weather in the winter, even snowy weather. I love the people in the Brazos Valley, and I want to serve them with the most experienced forecasting that's available.
Join KAG's chief meteorologist, Bob French, weekdays on KAG's HD News.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was a mix of opinions among the College Station City Council whether to create a community-based committee addressing neighborhood issues. The council majority decided to revisit the idea when they held a retreat in January.
The idea from Steve Aldrich is an attempt at being proactive in city relationships with full-time residents and college students.
There needs to be a group of community people who are meeting together and communicating back to their constituencies, back to their affinity groups, back to those people who they're hearing the problems from. And I think it would be a functional process way for us to deal with something, and I'm willing to give it a shot to see if it doesn't work. It doesn't work, but we tried.
James Benham wondered what this group would do that hasn't been considered over the last 20 years.
Take the four committees plus the five neighborhood plans. That's nine different efforts with hundreds of volunteers. If you include the neighborhood plans, it's going to take more staff time. We just made another series of changes on rental registration. We're just increasing our code enforcement, which has been a big problem. We've been understaffed on code enforcement.
If and when it's created, the group would include representatives from neighborhoods, homeowners associations, university students and administrators, rental property investors, and realtor and apartment associations. The Texas A&M system has announced when the west side of Kyle Field will be imploded.
The early morning of December 21st, the second and third decks along with the press box will come down. A specific time will be announced the week before. 2 hours after the end of the Thanksgiving night football game between the Aggies and LSU, the stadium again becomes a construction zone. From that point until the implosion, heavy equipment will remove the west side's first deck, similar to what happened last year on the east side. Public viewing will be allowed around Reed Arena. The West Campus Garage and Bluebell Park are restricted to private events. Welburn Road and Joe Route Boulevard will be closed. If you can't make it in person, a live web stream is being planned. When completed, seating capacity will drop to 102,512. That's down 4,000 from this year to make room for suites and other amenities for boosters, fans, and the media. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Construction will start right away on Blaine College's new off-campus student support services at the Tejas Center at Villa Maria in Texas. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says trustees have awarded a $1.4 million contract.
We're moving our enrollment services, our veteran services, our financial aid, everything that I would consider front-end systems, advising and counseling.
The move is supposed to take place next March, followed by renovation of vacated offices on campus. Project funding comes from a $10 million bond sale. More freeway construction will be taking place in North Bryan. There will be an open house at the TxDOT district office on the Thursday after Thanksgiving related to rebuilding freeway on and off ramps from the William Joel Bryan and Boomville exit north to Highway 21. Construction of the nearly $5 million project starts next spring. A drug bust conducted by the College Station police had a Breaking Bad theme. One of four people arrested had a wallet bearing the name Heisenberg and the caricature of the actor Bryan Cranston, who portrayed the methamphetamine-making professor. The wallet was in the silver case belonging to 21-year-old Matthew Hayhurst of Bryan. According to the arrest report, the box also had ledgers with drug transactions and five types of drugs, including meth and a homemade mix nicknamed Cloud. Two others inside the car, 18-year-old Jasmine Lopez and 19-year-old Christopher Collins of College Station, told the officer they made the cloud from combining two dry chemicals they purchased over the internet. They believed it was a legal alternative to another illegal drug nicknamed Molly. A backpack belonging to Collins had the raw materials for cloud. The discovery of the drugs was due to the officer pulling over a car on Texas near Southwest Parkway with out-of-date vehicle registration. The driver, 31-year-old Dawn Graff of College Station, was arrested for giving a false identity, and she was wanted on a prior court case charging her with cocaine possession. Detectives do not believe the types of drugs that were seized are connected with multiple drug overdose cases in the Twin Cities, which has led to at least one death. College Station's new economic development director has hit the ground running. Natalie Ruiz says in addition to business and industrial recruitment, she's after retail expansion to grow sales taxes.
That benefits all of us. Increasing that and increasing your property tax sales base, you're also able to pay for those new fire trucks, pay for a new fire station, your police protection, pay for some of the other things that we enjoy here that we often take for granted.
Ruiz met recently with a medical company based in San Diego looking to relocate to Texas. This is the second time Ruiz has worked for the city of College Station, having started issuing building permits while attending Texas A&M and later becoming the city's development manager. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a Deere, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M-Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a Deere.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 8:37. It's 8:37. Wouldn't that be nice? It's 6:37. We're going to work for a couple of more hours. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll start our Tuesday off with some cloudiness. Satellite photos showing it drifting across the region. As the day goes on, the cloudiness should thin, and we'll see some sun develop. Temperatures will make their way up to 65 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 40. Sunshine for tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine's the forecast for Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures will range from 65 to 70 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give Prairie View credit. They came in here and played hard. They're fixing to head on the plane and go to Hawaii for three games.
Well, if you have to go someplace, Hawaii's okay. That's head coach Gary Blair about the Prairie View A&M game last night. We'll also hear from offensive coordinator Jake Spavital concerning the Aggies at LSU Tigers. That plus the NFL and NBA and whatever else we can work in. We'll do all that for you at about 6:50.
So Chuck Hagel's going to go away.
Not because he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he apparently had the courage to say what he thought about stuff, and that didn't sit very well with the president. So they said it was a mutual decision.
Okay.
Yeah, really. Where they said, okay, we've all decided that you need to turn in your resignation now. That was the mutual decision. Anyhow. Apparently, tensions between Mr. Hagel and the White House contributing to the personnel change. Reports had emerged that the tension actually was between Hagel and Susan Rice, the national security advisor. So, Hagel's on the way. He had sent a memo to Ms. Rice that was critical of the administration's policy with Syria. The memo reportedly, which means it really was, and they just can't show it to us, called for a sharper focus on what to do about Syrian leader Assad, because he really was kind of benefiting because we're in there trying to hold ISIS back, and that kind of emboldens him. So Mr. Hagel not happy with that.
He should have sent a video. She might have watched it.
Yeah, that's true. Could have done that. Anyway, some buzz that it may, in fact, be a replacement named Michelle Flournoy. That's right. Michelle become the nation's first female Pentagon boss. Another name out there, Joe Lieberman. See what happens.
That would be interesting.
It would be very interesting.
Because
he's Jewish.
That's what I was getting at.
And
fairly orthodox from what I understand.
Yep. Oh, very much so. I think so. So we'll see how all that plays out. But in the meantime, so did y'all watch Ferguson last night?
I did.
Yeah, so did
The prosecutor, I didn't have any expectations of him, but my opinion of the whole situation after what he said is, if you still have a problem with anything that's going on, you clearly didn't listen to this guy.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean,
he did that so well.
Yeah, I mean, what's Ferguson, Missouri? It's just some place. But, I mean, this guy went through.
That place is where I started my life.
Well, okay. Oh, you were born in Ferguson?
I was born pretty close to there. Yeah.
Anyway, but
you know, this guy, he did. He went through chapter and verse. And you're right. If after hearing that, and he mentioned in there that people had changed their stories as they were taking the information in.
And I'm not even talking about what he said the timeline of events was. Everything before that, because as soon as he said no indictments will be brought down or no charges will be brought upon him, that's when you could see the crowd start to shift and move. They had heard everything they needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Everything up to that point was, I think, just he criticized the media for overblowing it, the social media for taking tidbits of information and then it getting twisted and turned. He said things really need to work differently in a judicial sense.
Yes, exactly. And then the president came out. And they have this really interesting deal where you can do a split screen. And it's nothing like having him call for calm while we're seeing fires start. Yeah. You know, I generally don't agree with the optics when the president goes and gets on a helicopter and tours some disaster area. But I understand the reason that they do that. And part of that is to make people understand that help is on the way, that they are being heard by the federal government, and they are listening and give you a sense of security. This man has no ability to do that at all. I cannot imagine, after his comments last night, anyone felt any better after having him speak to us literally, what, less than 10 minutes after the prosecutor had finished his comments?
Yeah, but he understands why you could be angry at the decision.
That means working with law enforcement officials to make sure their ranks are representative of the communities they serve. We know that makes a difference.
Now, I don't care if you're talking about teachers who are teaching kids or police forces. The fact is that there may be a segment of the population where there are not enough trained officers that would fit the profile that you're looking for. You ever think about that?
Giuliani did.
Yeah.
On MSNBC. Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah, the
oh, he got raked over the coals afterwards, too.
I don't think he felt like he was raked over the coals, but, yeah, it certainly didn't.
You can call it what you want. It's affirmative action. It's the government coming in deciding we're going to change the profile of this group, whatever the group happens to be. Today we're talking about law enforcement. You know what? If there are not enough people from Thailand to be police officers in a city that has a lot of people from Thailand, then what are you going to do? You know, you can't make robots. You cannot force this situation. This is going to cost a lot of time. It's going to cost a lot of money. The president continued from his comments.
It means working to train officials
so
that law enforcement conducts itself in a way that is fair to everybody.
Okay, including the people who are taking baseball bats and breaking the windows? How do we treat them fairly?
Who the general consensus wasn't from there anyway.
Yeah, well, what you do is you arrest their sorry asses is what you do. That's being treated fairly,
I agree,
as far as I'm concerned. And more.
It means enlisting the community actively
on
what should be everybody's goal.
Uh-huh.
And that is to prevent crime.
Uh-huh, okay, fine. Let's go, let's do it. That's what the police were trying to do last night. And, yeah, I finally turned it off, so disgusted over that. After, I don't know, after they broke open the meat market, they had the liquor store meat market, which is kind of a dangerous combination anyway. I don't know why that guy was even open. And, of course, they're showing people carrying bottles of alcohol out of there.
Did you hear why they did it so late?
No.
To allow everyone to get home.
Oh, good. Now, that's the other thing.
I thought it made sense once I realized that most people who don't want to be anywhere near this can be tucked away safe at home.
As opposed to having to drive home through it.
Yeah. Well, because I thought 6 a.m. Do it at 6 a.m. Most of the ne'er-do-wells are going to be
asleep. Yeah.
But then they have all day to plan. They'll probably still ride in the evening. I can sort of see that.
There was so much civilian traffic on the streets. That's what I didn't get.
I noticed that, too, and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm anywhere around there,
yeah,
I'm going to Illinois.
You're not. Well,
again, it's like they say, nothing good happens between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Nope, very true.
What are you doing out? What are you doing out? Just get home. Just get away from that situation. Separate yourself from that. It's not like, oh, gosh, what's the tear gas up there? Oh, let's go see what the tear gas is. No.
There were a few cable news channels who got pegged with. Now, the police department said it was smoke, not tear gas.
Okay. And
not sure. Not the reaction I saw on Fox News. He was gagging.
I don't know. Now, here's the deal, though. I made the sorry mistake of switching back and forth between CNN and Fox.
Okay.
Just to get the other side.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One of the commentators, one of the news commentators on CNN, live on the streets, was Van Jones. Van Jones? Really? Really? I don't know. Kind of thought CNN was starting to understand that there are lots of other voices in other directions. And I'm not saying that Fox did a great job. CNN, again, had better camera placement in most cases than Fox did. But Van Jones, do you really want to put a live microphone in that clown's hands?
No.
Well, they did. And then, you know, they got caught up in the drama.
Hannity had an interesting take on this yesterday afternoon, in that the president sent three representatives to a funeral of somebody that theoretically attacked a cop.
Right, right.
And how many did he send to fill-in state leader that died here?
Yeah, yeah. Or general killed in a foreign land, buried at Arlington. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a very good point. But again, at times like this, you want your president to comfort the nation. And I don't believe he comforted anybody last night, made anybody feel good. All he wanted to do was shine a spotlight on race relations. And the perfect time, again, as he's calling for calm, the police are having to quell the crowd. Thank you, Mr. President. Once again, 647.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Probably 90% of the pruning that we see done to plants in Texas either was done improperly or it wasn't needed in the first place. Some gardeners appear to be clueless. So let's approach it from the opposite side. Let's point out some of the worst pruning from recent years. Listen to what I have to say and see how many of them you recognize. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. So we're talking about the worst pruning decisions of recent history, and we're going to start with topping crepe myrtles. You're going to see this winter the year's onslaught of this terrible practice. It usually sets in just after the holidays. Professionals call it crepe murder as they shrug in disbelief as to why any gardener would ever want to do that to such a great plant. Some will argue that it makes their plants flower better, but the truth is it delays flowering by 4 to 8 weeks, and it results in fewer total flowers in the process. It does not not helped the flower count. Research actually shows that any pruning at all done to the tops of crepe myrtles at any season is harmful. That even includes removing seed heads in the summer, a practice many of us used to assume was important. Remove extra trunks and damaged branches as you need to, but never leave stubs. Don't top crepe myrtles. How about peeling bark off trunks when large limbs are removed? If you've ever cut a 2x4 on a sawhorse, this is the same basic concept. Unless you're careful, the wood will break before you complete the cut, just from the weight of the wood. You can hold a 2x4 to prevent the splitting, but what do you do if you're cutting a large and awkward limb? Follow the 3-step approach to pruning. Begin by making an undercut about 1/3 of the way into the bottom of the branch, somewhere between 10 and 15 inches out from the trunk. Second, move a few inches farther out on the branch and cut completely through from the top down. The weight of the branch will pull the bark back, but only as far as that undercut. Your third and final step will be to remove the stub virtually flush with the trunk. How about leaving stubs when limbs are removed? Identify the branch collar when you cut a large branch. It'll be the swollen area of the branch where it attaches to the main trunk. It will be somewhat like the delta of a river, and you want to leave 1/4 inch of that collar when you remove the branch. That will minimize the size of the wound, and it will let the cut surface heal more quickly. How about unnatural forms in shrub plantings? It's difficult to have a natural-looking landscape when your shrubs are cropped into long, boring rows of square plants. Instead, you need to choose plants whose forms and sizes will fit the surroundings you have for them, and then allow them to grow without constant shaping. You'll save time, and you'll save frustration, and you'll have more handsome gardens in the process. So, also, the final thing we ought to mention is don't use pruning as a means of controlling plant height or plant width. I guess that's obvious. Getting the most from your nursery experience at our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, gang. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M women's basketball stayed perfect on the season with a 59-41 victory over Prairie View A&M at Reed last night. The ladies are 5-0. The perfect start was almost blemished by a quick-starting Prairie View team. Here's head coach Gary Blair.
They hit those three threes to start the game, and then after that, they made one the rest of the way. But give Prairie View credit. They came in here and played hard. They're fixing to head on the plane and go to Hawaii for three games. I thought they played very well.
The number 7 Aggies went on a 20-0 run after Prairie View tied the game at 19. The Aggies will host McNeese State tomorrow. A&M, by the way, has won 17 of their last 19. Tip-off for that game scheduled for 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Less than a handful of days away now to A&M's regular season finale, Thanksgiving night at Kyle Field against LSU. And once what was considered an all-world offensive line is in tatters through injury and just really kind of lackluster play, offensive coordinator Jake Spavital was asked to assess the retooled offensive line after they've had two games under their belt now.
You know, we're struggling at times on certain looks. You know, you got a lot of guys moved around. You know, once Afedi went down, we had the discussions about, you know, taking a redshirt away from Avery Genesee or you know, London, or just putting any other guys in the mix. And at this point in the season and what we were playing for, we decided just to leave it alone and just make some adjustments up front. And the best way for us to have success is move Jarvis out there to left guard and just try to help him out as much as possible.
According to AggieAthletics.com, there are still tickets available for the game with the exclusive Fan Zone broadcast that starts at 3:30 on WTAW. Pregame starts at 5:30, and there's a 6:30 kickoff for the Aggs and Tigers on Thanksgiving Day. Congratulations in order for A&M setter Stephanie Ipley. She has been named the SEC Freshman Player of the Week for volleyball. Marks the third time that the Round Rock, Texas native has received the honor. Sad news for Aggies as Larry Klein, a four-year Texas A&M football letterman from 83 to 86 and played linebacker on one of the Wrecking Crew defenses, passed away this weekend in an accident. The accident occurred while Kelm was hunting with friends, but the accident did not involve guns. Larry was a fourth-round draft choice in the NFL and played for the Los Angeles Rams from 87 to 1992. On now to the NFL, where the Baltimore Ravens' Justin Forsett rushed for 182 yards and a pair of these.
Forsett in the backfield. He'll get the carry left side. He's got a big hole. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ravens! Justin Forsett!
Ravens escaped New Orleans with a 34-27 win over the Saints. Will Hill brought back an interception, 44 yards, for a third-quarter touchdown that sealed the deal for the Ravens. The Buffalo Bills crashed into New York and won big time 38-3 in a game that was actually moved from Buffalo to Detroit due to last week's snowstorm in western New York. Bills head coach Doug Marrone wanted to be a distraction for the folks that were still back in Buffalo.
You know, we wanted to give the people back in our region a chance to smile a little bit, you know, by the way we played. I told you that, you know, that's how I feel, that, you know, it's more important, you know, for them than it is anything else. And, you know, I'm just proud of this football team, and it's just too many people to thank to stay up here.
Bills receiver Scott Chandler acknowledged Buffalo fans by catching a 19-yard scoring pass before mimicking a shoveling motion in his end zone celebration to clear the end zone of any snow. On out of the NBA, seven Indiana Pacers scored in double figures in a 111-100 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Mavs center Tyson Chandler was dejected after the bad beat.
Down at the bottom of the barrel, or up there, or there, whichever way you want to, you know, categorize it. Bad loss for us, you know, especially coming off of one that we should have won in Houston, and we let that get away. To come out the way we've come out is disappointing.
New York heads to Big D tomorrow for a 6:30 tip-off. James Harden had 36 points to lead the depleted Houston Rockets to a 91-86 victory over a slumping New York Knickerbockers. Rockets head coach Kevin McHale said he'll take the win even if it was ugly.
We didn't have a whole lot of offensive flow most of the game. We had some bad turnovers that seemed to keep cropping up. But, you know, we found a way to win, and, you know, different lineups and different guys playing, but they went out there and found a way.
Rockets welcome Sacramento Wednesday at 7. The Spurs had the night off. They'll get back to work tomorrow as well as they host Indiana. Tip off for that game at 7:30. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryant at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryant College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
There's always a special at your Rattler's convenience stores, and November has some great ones, like buy any Golden Flakes chips, get a small fountain drink free, or any gum or mints for only $1 with your Rattler's rewards card. Also get 12 packs of imported beer for just $13.99. Check out their everyday low prices on 1 gallon of milk, only $2.99, a loaf of white bread, only 99 cents, and a dozen eggs, only $1.09. And don't forget Rattler's twofers, like two Bon Appetit Bear Claws, two for only $3. Starbucks Frappuccino, only $2.22 when you buy two. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
It's the weather brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years. Go to normangtractor.com. 42 degrees right now, 65 will be our high, winds will be out of the northwest at about 10 miles an hour today, 40 for a low temperature tonight, and 68 on Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day. Friday we're up to 70 and 74 on Saturday. Again, 42 now, it's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.